This would be Chris Powell. And Chris is, of course, writing for the journal Inquirer, available online. Hey, Chris, how you been?
Morning, Ray. Very good. Thank you.
I'm depressed is what I am. Nothing makes sense anymore. Nothing.
Yeah, the world is a little nuts these days.
Well, let's see. Or is it just that we're more aware of it? I think that's what it is, maybe. Speaking of things that we're not aware of, we've been talking about some of the new laws that go into effect today, October 1st, and some of them we probably know well, others we don't. And one that you wrote in one of your more recent pieces was secret trials for murder are now Connecticut law. What the heck's that?
Oh, it's masquerading as juvenile justice reform, Ray. Juveniles who are charged with murder and rape and other serious felonies are going to get secret trials. Ordinary juvenile offenses, joyriding and vandalism, have been tried in juvenile court, which is secret, even though the state constitution says all courts shall be open.
Yeah, but, well.
Now, under the legislation that takes effect today, a juvenile charged with murder or rape or serious assault will have his case transferred to adult court, as has been the practice. But the adult court itself will be come secret, so the public cannot attend murder trials of juveniles. And this is being done in the name of protecting the reputations of juveniles charged with murder, but it's totalitarian. Secret trials are,
places they did secret trials. Yeah,
Nazi type stuff.
Don't forget Stalin. Don't leave that guy out.
Yeah, people don't realize as well though that public trials are vital to justice for
yes.
the juveniles themselves. We've had. Cases where, if not for a public trial, a wrongly accused juvenile would have been convicted of something he didn't commit. Some of us are old enough to remember the Peter Riley case back in 1973 in Connecticut, where a young man, recently 18, was charged with murdering his mother, and like many other young people falsely confessed after a long interrogation, and then was eventually acquitted by evidence that was withheld by the prosecution and by new evidence that was developed after his conviction.
Yikes.
Riley would never have gotten the community and financial support he got for his appeal and new investigation if his trial had not been public. You can't evaluate the system and the conduct of everybody involved with it unless a trial is public. But now even juveniles charged with murder are going to be tried in secret, and this is probably unconstitutional. I hope some way will be found to press that point soon. But this thing got through without really any. Public discussion.
I understand
it was
that.
Passed unanimously by the legislature.
Really?
And, but there was no debate on it until now because people didn't really figure out what was happening until Paul Hughes in the Waterbury Republican American published a story about the changes a few weeks ago. Now the press is beginning to pick up on it, but it's a little late.
Chris, I mean, okay, let's say that this young person is, going to trial, and it will be in secret. Can you report on it at all?
Well, you can report on anything you can find out, but if you can't get into the trial, you can't report what's happening in the case. And not only is the trial going to be secret, the records of the police action and even conviction records now are going to be public. The Hearst newspapers reported yesterday that the records of the years-long prosecution of Michael Skakel, which, there was a pretty infamous case, even those records now are going to be sealed up. This is totalitarian. I'm hoping that it will either be found unconstitutional or that the legislature can be persuaded to revisit the issue.
One of the other pieces you write in is journalinquirer.com, and you just updated this a while ago. What was the deal with Michael Picard?
Oh, Michael Picard is sort of a career civil rights provocateur. I guess 4 years ago, he was protesting a drunken driving stop in West Hartford. He was about 700 feet away from it, along a highway ramp, and he was carrying a sign and protesting it. And the cops, state troopers, descended on him, and the first one who rushed up to him grabbed his video camera and said, you can't photograph me without permission, which is a lie. They're just trying to intimidate him. He had annoyed them with his protest to the drunken driving checkpoint.
Yeah.
Picard was carrying a holstered pistol for which he has a permit. Cops ripped it away from him. They took his permit, took his camera, and then they retreated. But unfortunately for the cops, the video camera was still recording.
Oh, no.
It recorded their conversation where they were trying to fabricate charges against him when they realized that all he was doing was annoying them, and he was completely within his rights. They tried to call up a Hartford police officer they thought might have grudges against Picard, which had nothing to do with his conduct there. They were fabricating things that they could charge him with.
Right.
Fabricating things they could say that he did. One of the cops says, "We got to cover our ass." This is all on the recording, which Picard put on the internet. He complained to the state police commissioner about this, and they whitewashed it. They didn't address really what the cops had done on the recording, and they even proclaimed that when the cops said, "Oh, we got to cover our ass," that this was a term of art, saying that the cops had to follow very strict procedure. Anyway, Picard's been cleared to go to trial in federal court. He's being represented by the Connecticut chapter of the Civil Liberties Union. He may get a damage award here. I hope he does. But the bigger issue here is the new state police contract, which supersedes state free information law, prohibits the public from gaining access to civilian complaints against state troopers. If a state police investigation has found the complaints unfounded. Now, this contract simply facilitates whitewashes by the state police.
Sure.
If you can't get access to complaints that have been dismissed by the state police, you're not going to be able to find out about misconduct. So now we have a state police contract that supersedes freedom of information law and facilitates cover-ups in the state police. This is corrupt.
Isn't that great? You can read more about it, guys, at journalinquirer.com. But it seems to me, of late, trying to put a lot of things behind the wall, if you know what I mean. Chris, thank you much for being on, buddy. It's always good.
Thanks, Ray.
All right, talk to you. I'm a little fired up here, my pal was. Journal Inquirer.com.